It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. These days, we talk about sustainable agriculture, sustainable sources of energy, and even sustainable fashion, as fickle and ephemeral as fashion may be. More and more consumers are conscious of how their clothes are made, how much energy and water go into their looks, and what working conditions are like in the countries of manufacture. We've been talking about the issue with our resident fashionista, Zoe Washington, a fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service for teens and tweens. And Zoe's with me in the studio. Welcome back, Zoe.
Thank you for having me.
What do you mean by sustainable fashion?
Well, when I think of sustainable fashion, I tend to think of what's eco-friendly, but also ethical. And I think that's how most consumers sort of view the whole topic. So not just what it's made of, but how it's made and what the company does, what the practices are around each garment.
It can be hard to square responsibly made clothing with fashionable clothing. So how should consumers approach this?
Well, I think for a while when the idea of sustainable fashion and green fashion really came into full force, I'd say that'd be the early 2000s. People just automatically assumed it meant wearing like a hemp bag
and the fibers, you know, they focused on
the fibers,
fabric content,
exactly. And you know, most people don't understand that, you know, just even an item that's made of cotton can have a really huge impact on the environment.
Walk us through some of that.
Well, I think what it is really is that, you know, cotton takes a lot in order to go from, you know, the fields to your shirt. So what ends up happening is that there's an enormous amount of pesticides that go into it in order to purify cotton, in order to make it wearable. And then there's also the fact that most companies, when they're actually producing and manufacturing the garment, they use an incredible amount of water. And so if you think about how much energy goes into producing that one shirt that you might buy from, say, H&M or Zara, it is really mind-boggling. And I'm surprised that it took this long for it to become an issue, really.
Okay. But clothing doesn't come with a tag with an ingredient list like food.
Exactly.
So how can I know whether the piece of clothing that I'm looking at in the store is environmentally responsible?
No, that's a really good point. And I think that there's some committees that are trying to address that. For example, with the CFDA, the Council of Fashion Designers of America, they're creating a sort of committee on sustainability in order to infuse transparency in the process. And that's really the big issue right now. It's not even just, okay, well, what can we do in order to make everything more sustainable? It's also like, how do we know what that even equals? So you asking, you know, what does sustainable mean is something that the fashion industry is really asking itself. And so what they're requiring is this level of transparency so that companies, especially fast fashion companies, which are really popular right now, offer more transparency to the consumer so we know not just where things come from, but how they're made and what they're made with.
What does locally made mean? I mean, are there, for example, I mean, should I find out about clothes that are made in the Baltimore region and focus on those because they wouldn't be putting the kind of transportation burden on the environmental equation?
I think that it can mean a number of things. Much like when the local vore movement that's happened with food, the idea of getting something locally sourced is a little bit hard to enact in fashion only because there's so much manufacturing that goes into it. So you can design a garment in Baltimore and maybe get fabric from a local company or a local store, and you might even do the samples here. But most likely, you're going to have to send it somewhere else in order to get manufactured, in order to take it to market. And what we're seeing is that it's not so much just local of, okay, well, this is going to be made in my specific town, but even just keeping it in the U.S. is a lot more local than most companies have been doing.
That's fashion editor Zoe Washington here on 88.1 Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Zoe is CEO of the company Little Bird, and we're talking about sustainable fashion. You and I have talked before about the trend of fashion not made to last.
Mm-hmm.
Wear it for a season, maybe even just a few weeks, and move on. It's sort of the opposite of investment dressing.
Exactly.
You mentioned the clothing chain H&M. I mean, it underwrites a lot of serious coverage of these sustainability issues on the website of the Guardian newspaper, mm-hmm. and yet it's big into throwaway culture.
It is. Yeah. I mean, H&M, and I think the reason why they're at the forefront of this is because they are very much part of the problem, which we understand. I mean, fast fashion isn't, it isn't even just, okay, well, you know, all of the, these efforts and all this toxic waste goes into making each garment. It's not just as simple as that. It's the fact of the sheer amount of clothing that's being manufactured. So as fast fashion continues to rise, people are literally buying more clothes and throwing away those clothes for no reason. And then the demand is increased and then manufacturing increases. And so what H&M has really tried to do is to provide a little bit more transparency in terms of where they're actually sourcing and manufacturing their product. And they're making as many efforts as they possibly can in order to adjust what materials they use. And I think that's also another element that's really interesting, this this birth of a new micro industry of how to create through technology new materials that will go into clothing.
New materials that are environmentally sustainable.
New materials that are environmentally sustainable.
So is recycling our closets the answer? That Guardian website ran a report from a fashion journalist who wore nothing but, quote, dumped, discarded, or donated, close quote, clothes for a year. She said she was able to look smashing.
I'm sure she thinks she was. I would, you know, I can't do that. So I don't know what to say there. You
don't think shopping thrift stores only is the answer?
I think you can do a lot with a little if you already come to the table with a strong sense of fashion and of personal style. So I would say that's wonderful. Definitely source your local thrift stores. And like H&M is a good example of a company that's really trying to get people to recycle their clothes within their stores. So you and I spoke previously about them offering this initiative of, okay, bring in your clothes. It doesn't even have to be H&M. We will recycle those materials and then you can get a credit towards your new H&M purchase.
Let me get quickly back to something you raised earlier about transparency. Mm-hmm. I mean, should we look forward and expect soon the day when we actually, on the tag of an article of clothing, can learn what its environmental burden is, what the ethical situation of its workers is? Can we expect that to be disclosed in a very easy to understand way?
I really doubt it. I think that is where the industry would like to go. But I think that's a lot to put on companies and it's a lot to put on consumers. You know, we have to know so much about every single thing that we purchase. And I think the idea of having to look at each shirt, maybe, you know, at this point, it could be a pair of pants are manufactured in one company that is environmentally sound, and the shirt from the exact same brand is manufactured somewhere else completely. So I think it's a lot to put on a label and to put the burden on consumers. But I think what they need to do is that companies need to be more transparent on their websites about where they're actually sourcing their materials. Even on the luxury, in the luxury sector, you see companies really trying to show you what their efforts are. So, for example, Stella McCartney, which is a very well-regarded luxury brand, she is really obsessed with her carbon footprint, and she is, you know, well-known for being a vegan and not using any leather goods. But she's also a pioneer in terms of vegetable dyes.
As opposed to chemical dyes.
So I think it's about being an educated consumer, for sure. But I think that just that's so much responsibility to put on both manufacturers, brands, and the consumer to know where each and every garment comes from. I think it's all about simplifying the supply chain.
Zoe, thank you.
Thank you.
Zoe Washington, fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service for the teen and tween demographic. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, including a link to The Guardian's sustainable fashion site. More of this interview there, too. Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1914, the Maryland General Assembly failed to pass a bill that would have legalized Sunday baseball games. We're back on Friday. Please join us.